Mecklenburg County Commissioners voted 8-1 Tuesday night to buy new electronic voting equipment that will be in place for the March 3rd primary. The county is buying new machines to comply with a North Carolina law that requires paper ballots to improve election security. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Many North Carolina counties are switching to paper ballots, in which voters will use a pencil to fill in ovals next to their choices. Elections experts have said that such an all-paper system would provide more security. But Mecklenburg Elections Director Michael Dickerson says the Elections Board believes that will lead to problems.
If you're filling in an oval and you partly fill in the oval, will it count? Will it not count? What if you fill in two ovals and circle one, meaning that's the one you want? That's what the board did not want to do. They did not want to have to be responsible for interpreting votes for the voters.
So the county is going with a hybrid system. Voters will insert a paper card into new touchscreen express vote ballot marker machines. After they make their choices on a screen, the machine returns the card, allowing the voter to check who they voted for. If everything's okay, they insert the card into a ballot tabulator, which counts their votes. If something goes wrong during the count, the paper ballots can be tabulated again. The county is buying 2,400 of the ballot marker machines and 350 ballot counters. Dickerson said he expects the county will spend about $9 million on the machines, but he doesn't know the final price because Mecklenburg will piggyback on a state contract with election systems and software. The county has already tested the machines. Voters at one precinct in Steel Creek used them in the November election. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.